This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Prime opportunity right now to get in and get on the air with your retirement-related questions answered. Of course, get those answered by our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great. We just don't know what season it is. Any day of the week, do we?
No, it feels like spring-like with the storms and oh my goodness. And you know, I live near the state line. I know you guys have offices near the state line as well. And it's just been, especially north and south of Madison, been hitting hard. Kyle, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing good, Sean. Thanks.
It's really good to talk with both of you. And we are going to be talking about those folks who may be turning 65 this year or next and understanding health insurance, things like Medicare and how important that is to be aware of. As mentioned, though, always got the phone lines open for you. We've got a question for Malia and Kyle. We'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Klaus Financial. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a weekly email that comes in your inbox with a snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Don't forget as well, Klaus Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And the number to call to get on the air this morning, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, of course, each and every week, do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week is no exception. Folks from Klaus Financial have provided a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Chili's. And we'll do this week's Klaus Quiz Question Week a little bit later on in the program. But first, let's take a look back before we get rolling on this week's conversation. Take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week and get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we talked about investing principles that people should be aware of. And we had a great question about discussion about perhaps considering not holding too much debt as you enter into retirement. So congratulations to our winner last week, which is Lisa of Madison. She correctly answered, in 2020, retirees in the United States, the average amount of debt they carried was either zero or $20,000. She correctly answered $20,000. So listen carefully today for your chance to win.
Nice work, Lisa. And again, another chance, as Malia mentioned, a little bit later on in the program to win a fantastic prize. So for our listeners that may be turning 65 this year or next year, I know we're going to be talking about health insurance and Medicare. This is a pretty important conversation we're going to have, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Sean. So you guys have heard us talk that 65 is kind of a golden age for a lot of people when it comes to retirement, because that's when you're first eligible for Medicare. So the first disclaimer is, although we are insurance licensed, we don't work directly in the Medicare supplement or Medicare insurance space, but we work with professionals and clients to help them get on the right path to make sure that they have what they need. So the first fact to be aware of is, when was Medicare and Medicaid first established? So on July 30th, 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed into law legislation that established both Medicare and Medicaid programs. So for over 50 years, these programs have been protecting the health and well-being of millions of American families. So like we talk about, it's been around since 1965. For many people, this is probably the best insurance you're going to be available to have in your lifetime. It is a really, really robust program. So first, let's start with a simple question for everyone. I kind of answered this already, but today people qualify for Medicare at age 65. So this is the first time you can move on to Medicare. Now, remember, this isn't to be confused with your full Social Security retirement age, which you guys have heard about, which is usually between 66 and 67. So years ago, they used to line up where your full retirement age was 65, and so was your Medicare enrollment. But nowadays, the Medicare enrollment's age 65, and then the full Social Security age, like we said, is somewhere between 66 and 67 for most people. So if you're already receiving Social Security, meaning you turned it on maybe right when you turned 62 or 63, whatever it was, you will automatically be enrolled in Medicare Part A and Part B without an additional application. However, because you must pay a premium for the Part B, you do have the option of turning it down. So for some people, maybe they have retiree insurance or railroad benefits, those types of things where they wouldn't need the Medicare. You will receive your Medicare card a couple months, about 2 months before you turn age 65. One of the big differences and misconceptions that people have is they think that Medicare and Medicaid are the same, and they actually are not. So Medicare is a federal health insurance program for people 65 and older. And if you're on disability or, you know, things like that, you can actually get it before age 65. Whereas Medicaid is an assistance program for low-income patients' medical expenses, and Medicaid is actually handled on a state-by-state basis. So the different parts of Medicare that you should be aware of, there's quite a few of them, and this is where a lot of people get confused. So Medicare Part A, this is called your hospital insurance. So this covers your inpatient hospital stays, care and skilled nursing facility, hospice, and some health care. So this part is free as long as you or your spouse have paid in your Medicare payroll taxes for at least 10 years. So for most people that have grown up and worked in the United States for more than 10 years, they're going to be eligible for Medicare Part A and not have to pay a premium. If you have not worked the 10 years and you're not eligible for the free Part A, you can still get it. You just have to pay a monthly premium of up to $471 a month. So if you paid Medicare taxes for 30 to 39 quarters, the standard Part A premium is $259. So again, it just depends on how long you've worked. Most people that have, you know, worked for over 10 years in the United States will qualify for Part A for free. So then we go on to Part B. This is your medical insurance. This covers certain doctor services, outpatient care, medical supplies, and preventative service. So this is what most people think of Medicare. They think of Medicare Part A and Part B combined. So that's typically what you get from the government. But you do pay for Part B, and this comes directly out of your Social Security if you're pulling it. Otherwise, you can actually pay a monthly or quarterly premium to the government. For most people, the standard premium is $148.50 in 2021, but it is tiered depending on how much income you show. So it can be higher than that, but a lot of people, it's $148.50. And then we get into prescription coverage. So this is what they call Part D of Medicare, which again constitutes a monthly charge. So the average monthly premium varies depending on your needs and the plan that you are on. So in addition to the premium cost, you'll also be subject to co-payments, deductibles, and other out-of-pocket costs. So Part D is actually a plan you would get from an outside health insurance provider, but it's all standardized. The federal government standardizes all of these plans. So if you have a higher income, you might pay more for the drug coverage. So if your income is above a certain limit, which is $88,000 if you file individually or $176,000 if you file jointly, you'll pay an extra amount in addition to your plan premium, which is sometimes called your Part D IRMA. And you'll actually, if you're subject to IRMA, you'll have to pay more for your Medicare Part B premium as well. Like I talked about, that's usually $148.50, but if your income is over these thresholds, it actually goes up. And it's tiered as well. And then finally, you've got Part C. So this is also known as a Medicare Advantage plan. So this is handled through a private insurance company as well. But again, it's all standardized. So this typically rolls Part A, Part B, and Part D, your prescription, again, all into one plan. And you just pay one premium for it. And sometimes these plans can actually offer extra coverage for dental, vision, hearing, and prescriptions. It's similar to traditional Medicare, so you'll have to pay co-pays and deductibles and other out-of-pocket costs, but they do tend to be lower than if you don't have a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare Supplement plan.
Really interesting stuff this morning, as always, talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Got Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas this week joining us. If you've got a question for Kyle and Malia, we would love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310 for your question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. On the website, you can learn more about Kloss Financial and their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also submit a question to be answered here on the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, as well as, of course, learn more about Kloss Financial on that website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
The phone lines are open at 321-1310. That's 321-1310 for your questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, talking this week about Medicare. And if you've got a question about Medicare, maybe you've got a question about Social Security, maybe just a general planning question, love to hear from you. Again, our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310, and we'll get you on the air with Malia and Kyle. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. that's klausfinancial.com, and their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about Medicare, and let's talk about some of the costs that I know that as we were kind of breaking down all those parts, I thought, wow, that covers a lot, but it doesn't sound like everything. What are some of the costs that Medicare doesn't cover?
Yeah, so, excuse me. So just to go back a little bit here with Kyle, Kyle covered a lot of meat just a few minutes ago, and I don't expect everybody is like catching on as quickly as he tried to explain all the differences in Medicare. It really is a lot of information to take on, and I just had a client the other night who said to me, she goes, well, I'm being bombarded every day. I'm getting mailings because she's about to turn 65. So it really is a complex area to really try to make the right decisions for yourself. So we'll talk about that in a minute, but I just want to say to everybody, you know, it's only as interesting as it is in the way it affects your own life. So we don't expect you to catch this all in one quick review of it today. But it is important to understand what the costs are that Medicare doesn't cover. And so what we like to discuss then is about the medical supplemental insurance plans. So sometimes you hear these called Medigap plans or MedSups, medical supplements. And these plans are offered by the private insurance companies. So what those plans will do is they'll help cover deductibles and co-payments and other gaps. And it's funny, again, as I said, people start getting mailings on this. And I had one client say, you know, I don't know why I'm getting all of this, because they didn't realize how old they were. Honestly, they were off by a couple of years. We do have people like that who don't keep track of how old they are. And I said, well, it's because you're turning 65. And they're going, well, that's in a couple of years. And we looked at his driver's license and no, you're turning 65 this year. This is kind of a hint that this is coming. Now, other people are waiting for it for the last 5 years and they can't wait, as Kyle mentioned, to get on a medical supplement and start Medicare. So there's some important things to know. First of all, that the initial enrollment period is a 7-month period, which means you have 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after your birthday. And during that time period, excuse me, you don't have to qualify for the policies, and that's really, really important to understand that time frame. So the annual enrollment for Medicare begins October 15th through December 7th. So this is when you can make changes every year. Again, when you're working with a specialist in this field, a Medicare specialist, that's when you'll typically review and see if your plan that you had chosen the year before or 2 years before still makes sense given your health situation. Or your spouses. So there's a lot of companies out there offering these plans. Typically, you hear the letters. They have plans A through N now, and those are offered by companies like Aetna, Humana, Cigna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, AARP, and a host of others. So what you have to understand is that each of those plans, they go by the same letter. They offer the same services, same basic benefits. And usually the only difference between the policies is cost, sometimes service, and sometimes their claims history. And all of those things are important. And that's why we always direct people not to a solo practitioner that only sells one company's Medicare supplement policies, but rather an independent company that really, you know, can surf the market for our clients and make sure there's a good fit. And we do tell people they should shop it every couple of years. Insurance tends to go up, and you want to make sure you're getting the right kind of benefits for the right price for yourself. So the cost of these, to in order to shore up the gaps for yourself, those supplements can range in price anything from $150 to $350 a month. And so again, the cost is dictated by the company and your age. And you can switch these plans, you know, at any time. But like we said, there is an enrollment period every year. And what you're going to want to find out when you speak to an independent shop is basically if I have a pre-existing condition, what's going to happen with that? Because that's a common question. So even with a pre-existing condition, you can enroll in Original Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans. If you're on Medicare Advantage, however, you can't enroll in a plan if you have end-stage kidney disease. So you want to understand that. With Medicare supplement plans, if you don't sign up when you first become eligible, and this really gets people nervous, there may be a waiting period before your coverage takes effect for any pre-existing situation. So you want to make sure you hit that time period correctly and sit down with a specialist. Again, Kyle makes this all sound kind of easy. It's because many, many years ago, he was into this field. And again, for the novice person, there's a lot to understand, a lot of moving parts. So sit down with a specialist that can really help direct your own situation.
Really important things to weigh and very important decisions to be making, and definitely make sure you're consulting properly when it comes to making all of these decisions. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joined by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite this week. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll talk to the folks that may be considering or maybe working at age 65 and have access to benefits. We'll find out what you need to know there. We will do that next, as well as the Kloss Quiz question of the week, as Money in Motion continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Just moments away from the Kloss Quiz question of the week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Chili's. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about health insurance, specifically Medicare, and as we break things down this morning with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, I think one of the things people often wonder about is, okay, I'm working at 65. I have access to health insurance. Do I have to go on Medicare?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. It's one we get a lot. So whether you need to enroll in Medicare at age 65, if you continue to work and have health insurance through your job, depends on how big the employer is. And the same rules apply if your health insurance is covered through your spouse's job as well. So if the employer has 20 or more employees, for as long as you have health insurance from an employer for which you or your spouse actively works after you turn 65, you have the right to delay enrolling in Medicare until the employment of or the coverage stops, whichever happens first. So at that point, you're entitled to a special enrollment period of up to 8 months to sign up for Medicare without incurring any late penalties. So as Malia was saying, usually, you know, when you turn 65, if you're not working, you jump onto Medicare. But if you keep working, you're not subject to those penalties or anything like that. You get a special enrollment period once you stop working or your employer changes insurance coverages for some reason or something like that. So, and note that active employment for either you or your spouse is the key phrase here. So you can't delay Medicare enrollment without penalty if your employer-sponsored coverage comes from retiree benefits or COBRA, which by definition don't count as active employment. So again, if you were recently let go or you decided to take COBRA before you turn 65, once you turn 65, you're going to automatically have to switch over to Medicare. So it's entirely your choice, not the employer's, whether to accept the employer health plan and delay Medicare enrollment or decline the employer coverage and rely wholly on Medicare or have both the employer coverage and Medicare at the same time. But note that if you enroll in both the employer plan and Medicare Part B, be aware that there could be some consequences. So in that situation where you have your employer insurance and Medicare, the employer plan is always going to be your primary, meaning that it settles medical bills first and Medicare only pays for services that it covers, but the employer plan doesn't. So unless the employer coverage is very poor, you're going to be paying monthly premiums for Medicare with little or no return. Because again, most group insurance through work is going to actually cover probably a little bit more than what Medicare does, especially on the dental, vision, and hearing side. So Medicare doesn't have great coverage for dental, vision, and hearing, where most employer plans do have that. So also, by when you sign up for Part B, while you still have current employer coverage, you could be forfeiting your right to buy a Medicare supplement insurance, which is the Medigaps that Malia was talking about, with full federal protections after this employment ends. So those protections prohibit insurance companies from refusing to sell you a Medigap policy or charge higher premiums based on your health or pre-existing medical conditions, providing that you buy a policy within the 6 months of enrolling in Part B. So again, the Medigap, Medicare supplement policies, we call them, those are all standardized by the federal government. So like Malia said, you're really picking on a good company that has a fair rate and has good, you know, customer service and things like that when you get on the Medicare supplement side. And then if the employer has fewer than 20 employees, so the laws that prohibit large insurers from requiring Medicare eligible employees to drop their employer plan and sign up for Medicare do not apply to companies and organizations that employ fewer than 20 people. In this situation, the employer decides. So most of the time, if you're looking at these smaller companies, their health insurance probably isn't as robust as a larger company. So a lot of times they would prefer that you use the Medicare. So if the employer requires you to enroll in Medicare, then Medicare automatically becomes primary and that employer plan provides secondary coverage. So in other words, Medicare settles the medical bills first, and then the employer plan only covers services that it covers, but Medicare doesn't. Therefore, if you fail to sign up for Medicare when required, you'll essentially be left with no coverage. So again, this is a really complex topic, everyone, and it really depends on your personal situation, but we would strongly suggest working with an independent insurance broker. They can make it very, very simple for you. Like I said, like Malia said, I used to work in this space, so I'm very familiar with it. It sounds overwhelming, but it's actually pretty manageable once you get help with it and talk to the right person and things like that.
Really important stuff to know this morning. Talking with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that number as well. Just a moment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Chili's. The Kloss Quiz Question Week works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer this week, you will win the prize, a $25 gift card to Chili's. And this week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What year were Medicare and Medicaid programs first established? Was it 1946 or 1965? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with correct answer will win this week's prize, a $25 gift card to Chili's. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. Malia, Kyle, it's always great hanging out. You guys enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Kevin,
you too.
Take care. Kevin Clark of Making Dreams Realty joins us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.